This message comes from Vladimir Sanghi, who is from the Russian Republic. It says, to the Symposium of the Indigenous Peoples, United Nations, Geneva, Switzerland, September 9 through the 15, 2013. My dear comrades and veterans of the World Movement of Indigenous Peoples, dear young generation of Indigenous Peoples of the world who are to inherit their father and mother's achievements in the movement of their peoples into the state of self-government and autonomous existence. I accepted the invitation to participate in the symposium with enthusiasm, especially because I have something to say, something to share. However, a sudden illness has forced me to stay in Moscow. It has been 6 years already since the imminent day when the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which gave all Indigenous peoples, without a distinction of their place of residence, the same and equal rights for their development. It should be noted that all continents and all countries do not yet successfully enjoy all of the Declaration's postulates. Today's symposium will contribute to the introduction of useful experience of different Indigenous peoples in the fulfillment within their communities of the rights affirmed in the Declaration. However, it is worth stressing that a huge percentage of Indigenous population had no strongly developed political views, and I insist it is necessary to teach them according to the following principle. Seen once is better than hearing twice. It is important to organize seminars and training for the representatives of different Indigenous peoples in the countries where the local Indigenous peoples have already created their developed autonomies. For example, in the last working years of the UN Working Group on the Declaration, together with social figures and chiefs of practically all the tribes, an Inuit autonomy was created in Canada. For example, in the last years of the UN Working Group on the Declaration, has to work together with social figures and chiefs in order to create that Inuit autonomy. It would be of great use for other Indigenous peoples who up until now have not yet managed to realize the postulates of the Declaration in their territories. For instance, the Nivik, who have lived in the Sakhalin Islands for thousands of years, to meticulously study how the Inuit people of Canada resolved the self-determination issue.
Disculpe, no sé de dónde viene ese ruido.
I'm sorry, I don't know where this noise comes from.
I'm almost finished. They might learn how the autonomy provides them the renaissance of their ethnic identity, the renaissance of the spirituality, their language and ancestral hearts, their traditional right to ancestral lands, the provision of ethnic education and upbringing of children, the economic and social development, the creation of the self-determination mechanism and hierarchy, and the interaction of the federal organs of state power. I wish success to the symposium. This is Vladimir Sanghi, founder of the social movement of the low number Indigenous peoples in Russia, founder and first president of the Association of Low Number Indigenous People of North Siberia, far east of the Russian Federation. Honorable President of this association, Chief of the Nivik Tribe, writer Vladimir Sanghi. I would also call the attention for the honoring of Jimmy Durham, Cherokee, who could not be here due to health reasons. He was one of the founders of this conference in 1977, who came to the NGO community here in Geneva asking that an Indigenous Peoples Conference take place in the future, which was realized in 1977. And again, we must admonish the FBI for interfering with our symposium here. It couldn't be anybody else. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.